If you love scat, then you're going to be loving this stuff because it's top of the line.
It was a stormy night at Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp.
Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
Was a monster gangbang.
And that's when Frankie blew some mud. Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of astroglide wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair.
It was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication.
It was a monster gangbang. Even a little satanic masturbation. Yes, Frankenstein tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and speared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were nude. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile.
It was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
It was a monster gangbang.
And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Okay, that's all I got so far.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulz.
Eat that boop boop.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna take turns.
Oh,
yes, Demented, back here with you for your Wednesday Halloween edition of DV. Oh, I've got a spooktacular for you. Every episode of Distorted View is an exercise in horror. Listen, I've got to do this quickly, though, because trick-or-treating starts in, like, a couple hours, and I need to get the fuck out of here. That's right. I'm turning into a crotchety old man who doesn't want anything to do with Halloween. I hate children. I'm not giving out candy. My whole house is going to be dark when the kids start roaming around, and I'm going to be out at the movies. I cannot feign interest in, some idiot child's costume. Oh, and what do we have here? Oh, you're a goblin. Oh, what are you? Some sort of Pokemon? Oh, here's a fun-sized Twix. I saw someone making caramel apples. Is that what they're called? Candy? Oh, candy apples. Yeah, but instead of using an apple, they used an onion. And they, they dyed it red or something, and they glazed it, made it look just like a candy apple. And so when the kids bite into it, when they sink their teeth into the candy apple, all they're going to get is a big, chunk of onion. I would love to do that, but, no parent in their right mind would let a kid eat a candy apple. Who gives that out? That's a treat, you know what I mean? Like, no parent who is a decent parent would let their kid eat something that's not, like, totally wrapped up. Then I thought I'd put some candy and like condoms and hand out little baggies, little condom candy baggies. But the problem is a lot of children go trick or treating with their parents still, the little ones, and the parents would know. Every year I say I'm going to dress up, as a Distorted View type character. And I never do. Someone suggested you dress up as Brandon's mom for Halloween. I don't know how you would pull that off. You'd have to act like a cunt. All right, listen. Hey, at the top of the show, I played Monster Gangbang, of course, my Halloween hit. But there's more Halloween music out there. DV, Linda Finca Hall of Fame nominee, Krispy Kreme, we featured him like a week or two ago, is back with a Halloween song. There's not too many Halloween songs out there. So any chance I get to play some, you know, festive novelty Halloween music, I do. So here's Krispy Kreme and his song, Halloween.
Krispy Kreme. And Money Maker Mike, of course.
Of course.
Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, but that's what Halloween is about. It's always been about ghosts and goblins. This is not a new thing. I don't even want to go trick-or-treating anymore with all these ghosts and goblins running around.
I mean, it's Halloween. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick-or-treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's
not
Halloween.
Really.
It was October 31st. Me and Mike had walked 10 miles and we were dying of thirst. Then all of a sudden we remembered about the curse. It was the curse of the Birmingham hearse. On this very night, 20 years ago, a big black hearse went spinning off the road. For no good reason, it blew all four tires. And guess who was inside it? Mike Myers. We heard stories, but we knew they weren't true about the boy who went missing.
See, you're setting yourself up for a lawsuit here.
They only found his shoes. Scary, but it never happened to us. We weren't afraid, we were way too tough. But then we heard a noise, and then a creepy voice. Was it a monster? Was it James and his boys? Then Mike Myers came busting out the bush. We got up on the bike, I screamed, push, Mike, push!
They're dressed up like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, you get the idea. Actually, this isn't as bad as Krispy Kreme's first song, believe it or not. Hey, by the way, have you seen the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon? I was sort of wrong. I was pissed off because there's no Krang, and I'm a big Krang fan. Remember Krang from the 1980s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon? He was the brain, alien-looking guy, right? Who had the android body. Krang is back, but they're called the Krang, and it's like an alien race called the Krang, and they are little brains and stuff. But I haven't actually seen the cartoon. I saw some of the toys in the store because I wanted to buy one because I have a child. If anyone has seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon, let me know. How well is Krang represented? Thank you. Now, speaking of being a little child, I have a cunt turd here. Giving us all some advice on how to get a girlfriend in middle school.
Video, how to get a girlfriend in middle school.
Yeah. All right. Go right ahead.
What you need to do is follow these five steps to success, and you'll have a girlfriend in no time.
Okay. Step one.
Take some time, though. But what you have to do, appearance. Appearance is like a big load of this thing that people love, and
it's a load of shit.
Seriously,
but girls like guys who aren't disgusting.
It's like,
so get yourself pretty, make yourself attractive.
Why would I go out with them or her, whatever, if you don't have the appearances? Like, if you just like actually put some time into getting dressed in the morning, just put on some clothes. Don't just do that. Don't just throw something together like really fast in 5 minutes, like 5 seconds. Just like get up. Well, I just
Shut up.
A good shirt, good pants, and then wear them. And just basically.
What about a good shirt and no pants? Will that give me a girlfriend?
Once you see her, talk to her, be nice to her. Actually, not just her, to everybody in general, because she'll think you're a good guy.
Well, these are valuable tips. Step one, dress. Step two, be nice to the girl you like.
They love that.
Don't punch her in the face. That's a common a misstep. You know, guys tend to want to beat the hell out of the girl they want to fuck.
And so that's one. Actually, that's two.
Yeah.
And be nice to her friends. You can talk to them, just don't flirt with them. flirt with them.
Yeah, you have to be nice to her friends until you actually start dating the girl. And then she'll start telling you what, you know, how much of a bitch her friends are, and then you can join in. Yeah, she's a real heifer.
Or else she'll be thinking, like, this is a joke, isn't it? But, so yeah, that's what you have to do. When you talk to her friends, like, talk about her all the time. Well, somewhat all of the time. Ugh. Then they'll persuade her to go out with you. And after that... Sorry, guys, I'm just really tired because of...
all the pussy you're getting, right?
It's been a lot of time to do something.
What?
From 7 to 6, yeah. Okay.
What?
So, I was... just have to be nice to everyone in general, like...
oh, well, that's good.
Okay, so you got her. You're within a relationship. All you have to do now is keep her. And the way you keep her is you compliment her. When you compliment her, she would love it. Don't just, like...
just buy her stuff. Just buy her stuff.
Say, oh, you look pretty, and you're not... you don't mean it. Don't lie about it if you don't really think it. They'll tell if it's a lie or not. Trust me on that.
Okay. All right.
And
one more tip?
If they're at lunch, and they're like, come sit with me, and you have plans to sit with your friends, I would sit with the girl because she's going to be mad, and that's just fine, dude.
12 years old and pussy whipped.
And...
sad.
Yeah. You know, if... yeah, you can take turns once in a while, but... and the things that make her mad...
don't do.
When you're with her, just don't talk... don't talk to her enemies that much. Her.
Yeah.
Because
don't make out with other girls. All right, there you go. How to get a girlfriend in middle school. Stupid, idiotic tips. I've got a clip here for a mattress store, I guess.
This,
I don't know.
The final frontier.
Are you sure it's not for a convenience store?
Space.
Slurpees. The final frontier. All right.
Space. The final frontier.
Don't cling on to that old mattress. Dual comfort sort of mattresses let you have some.
Oh, I've got to post this on the Reddit. First of all, the Star Trek Enterprise, it looks like the spaceship with a mattress on top. And then some of the employees are Klingons. Like, don't cling on to high prices, or don't cling on to your old mattress.
Don't cling on to that old mattress. Dual comfort sort of mattresses let you have soft or firm on the same mattress. Boldly dream like you never dreamed before. Beam on board to the side that's right for you. And to Dodge, set your savings for stunning.
Captain, you won't be undersold? Make it so. A logical choice. Live long and sleep.
Okay, let me add this to my favorites. I'll be Redditing this tonight. And finally, before we get into the news, I've got some pretty awkward porn clips to share with you. The first one is very short. These are all featured on eFucked, by the way. The first one's very short. Guy is fucking a girl who is from Iraq. There he goes. After he blows his load, he asks her a very interesting question. He's finishing up here.
So if you're Iraqi, what are your views on George W?
Awkward. Silence. Next one's kind of brutal. There's a guy... this is just like a regular dude that was picked up. This might be like a bang bus type video. A couple girls are going to blow him, but his face... he's kind of scary looking. And the girls notice this.
Do you love America?
Of course, there's the guy driver.
I like America.
Yeah. What turns you on?
Knives, guns.
Assholes. You like fucking assholes?
Yeah, I guess .
Are you gay?
No.
Just imagine you're Shrek and she's Fiona. Aww.
Yeah. They keep referring to him as Shrek.
Wow, it is a pretty big cock. I must say, the last couple guys. I mean, he was bigger than the black guy.
Well, that was a compliment. You're bigger than the black guy.
You really do have a... and that black guy was pretty small for being a black guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he was. That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
And at least it wasn't as ugly.
At least it wasn't as ugly.
That's kind of rude. I don't know if this guy understands they're making fun of him. I think he's just happy to have his dick sucked.
He does have a point there.
At least he wasn't in the dark lane.
Girls sound so stupid when you slow down their laughing. Alright, let's finish up with this guy here.
Fake ass John Travolta, speak.
Fake ass John Travolta.
Yeah.
He does kind of look like that.
John Travolta and Mike Myers had a baby, and it came out like Shrek.
All right, and here's the last girl. Oh no, she looks like a little elf, like an ogre and an elf. If an ogre and an elf mated, she's the female Shrek. All right, here we go.
How old are you?
21.
Yeah. Oh. Tell me about yourself.
I love the whole interview before getting fucked. I love that about these porn.
I'm 21. I'm a model.
Model. You consider yourself a model?
Yeah.
Like her ears stick out. What are you, a hand model or something?
This is the first thing you're ever doing, right?
Are you the before shot?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a model. Alright, tell me about your sex life.
It's great. Get all the dick I want whenever I want it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did it start?
When do I start?
When did it start?
A couple years ago.
It was the first time you got laid?
Yeah.
Who was the guy?
Guy I was dating for like ever.
Wow. This girl is all personality. Let's fast forward to the actual fucking. Oh, slapping
call
her.
Call me a bitch one more time. I'll what, fuck
bitch?
You up.
What, bitch?
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Huh? Ooh. Oh, yeah. Fuck me like you mean it.
So, she likes this? I don't know. She's spunky.
Amazing and a lot of fun, but...
Oh, she's crying now.
A little more than what I bargained for.
Tell me about some, like, your... you said you had, like, a history.
My best thing, it was me, my friend Jen, our friend Dawn, and myself, and our friend Steve in the shower at her house Halloween night. We were all just fucking each other. It was like me, her.
She's telling this story after she got nailed and these guys blew their loads all over her face. She can't even open her eyes. They're glazed shut.
Like, all four of us are all fucking each other. Jen's fat ass.
Cool story.
Like, pushing me out of the shower because she's so fucking fat. I'm holding like this onto the bar. Next thing I know, I knock down the shower curtain. I knock down everything. The whole house is a disaster. They're all good fucks. Besides John, he can't get hard for shit. I'm sitting there like
oh
this,
God.
Trying to help him.
You talk too much. Someone gag her with your cock.
Like, I'm going like this. You gotta see this. It's funny. Then I did the same thing with
I
my
think
friend
she's
Joe,
on drugs.
His friend John, and his other friend Joe.
Oh my God, this just goes on forever. John's... Let's end it right there and get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Wants more Distorted View Daily. Everyone, sign up for the sideshow right now, become a member, get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, over an hour of Distorted View Daily for sideshow freaks. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. If you want to catch it, go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Sign up. All you need is a PayPal address. And if you don't have, a PayPal account. If you don't have a PayPal account, all you need is a credit card or a debit card or a checking account. So everyone has that. Come on. It takes just a second. Billions of people use PayPal. It's not like they're going to fucking steal your money. This is a reputable company. I don't want to hear any of this bullshit about PayPal. It takes just a second to sign up. Become a member and support the show, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one might interest some of you guys. Georgie Smith feared for her life after accidentally swallowing her toothbrush. Georgie, 19, felt it slip while cleaning her tongue, and she couldn't cough it back up as she has no gag reflex. She's single. She was rushed to the hospital where docs told her nature would take care of things. She's going to shit out a whole toothbrush? I mean, your intestines are all, like, coiled up. Like, it's not big enough to accommodate a toothbrush. And how is that toothbrush going to make all those turns? You know what I mean? Like, I guess I don't understand how the human body works. I mean, You can actually shit out a toothbrush hole. The human body is miraculous. All right, where are we at here? Georgie of Brighton, East Sussex said, I thought I was going to choke to death, and I was stunned when I realized it wasn't stuck in my throat and I could breathe. Nobody knows where it is, as x-rays don't show plastic. It could be dissolving in my intestines or may already have passed through. Oh, I have a feeling you'll feel it if it passes through. Those bristles coming out might be a little uncomfortable. So there you go. Very short story, but I thought that was kind of interesting. Second one also comes from England. Children often learn to count to 10 using their fingers or toes, but that wouldn't help one four-year-old boy in India who has 25 digits. I don't know. Why is there a news story about this? This boy has a birth defect. This isn't something to be celebrated. Yes, Arpan Saxena from Bhopal, India. Isn't that where there's like some sort of like crazy chemical spill? Isn't DuPont or Monsanto or something responsible for a huge chemical? Something happened in Bhopal, and it's obviously causing this kid to sprout a bunch of extra fingers. He suffers from two rare genetic disorders called polydactyl. A disorder that gives rise to excess digits being formed, and syndactyl, which leads to fingers and toes being fused together. Ah! So not only does he have extra fingers, some of them are useless because they're fused with others. Arpan, who has 13 fingers and 12 toes, enjoys celebrity status in Bhopal with his picture plastered on city walls. Are you sure that isn't an entrance to a carnival, like freak show or something? Not a banner. I love it when people come to see me and take photos, he said. But the only thing I don't like is that I can't walk a lot because my feet never fit in any shoes. Yeah, Nike doesn't accommodate extra toes, really. All right. His father, Anil Saxena, or whatever, 35, a rickshaw puller, confirmed... Oh, it sounds great over there in India. Confirmed the toddler was originally born with 26 fingers and toes. When he was born, we were surprised to see that he had 26 fingers and toes. I had never, ever heard of anyone being born with so many fingers. Following an accident, Arpan lost a finger when he was just 2 years old. It's okay. He's got a bunch of spares. He was out playing when he injured one of his fingers and it just sort of came off. If your fingers can be ripped off that easily, I don't think they were that fully formed to begin with. They refused to, like, fix this kid. Like, you know, cut off the extra fingers. No surgery for this guy because he loves being a celebrity. All right, where are we at here? It's every parent's dream to be known for their children, said the father. Arpan is famous all over Bhopal, and we like it that way, and I'm apprehensive about how an operation might affect him at this age. His father survived the Bhopal disaster, a huge industrial accident, at a pesticide plant in 1984. Campaigners say at least 15,000 were killed within days, and that the effects of the gas continue to this day. They also say Bhopal has an unusually high incidence of children with birth defects. I wonder if that's related to the whole pesticide plant thing, as well as cancers and other chronic illnesses. Arpan does not hold a world record for most numbers of fingers and toes, though. That current world record is held by fellow Indian Aksat Saxena. I wonder if he's related. Same last name. A 2-year-old boy who was born with 34 fingers and toes. So, there you go. And finally, today let's bring it back to the U.S. of A. Alaska. A 94-year-old... I'm sorry, Alabama. I don't know. ALA. To me, that's Alaska. I'm used to seeing, you know, abbreviations for states with two letters. AK or AL. When it's ALA, well... That just throws a monkey wrench into my reading. A 94-year-old Alabama woman died after being injured when her wheelchair rolled down a hill and landed in a ditch full of water. That's what we need to start doing. This is a great way to dispose of the old people. We just rig their wheelchairs. We turn off their brakes or cut their brake lines or whatever. A relative says Elizabeth Street died at a hospital in Decatur on Saturday, 3 days after she was hurt. The woman's son-in-law, Wallace Everett, says Street developed pneumonia after... What? Oh, Street developed pneumonia after the accident. the road itself did not develop pneumonia. But a cause of death has not yet been determined. He says she also suffered from congestive heart failure. Decatur Fire Chief Darwin Clark says the accident occurred during a fire drill at Country Cottage Assisted Living. Authorities received a call about a woman falling into a ditch full of water. A caregiver told emergency workers she went outside to discover the woman's wheelchair had rolled down a hill and into the ditch. Quote, our objective now is to better understand what happened, why this happened, and what can be done to prevent it in the future. Don't scare old people into thinking there's a fire. How about that? Street was placed in the Country Cottage Assisted Living Home after breaking her hip in October 2011. Oh, she was ready to go. She was a mess. That, my friends, is your distorted news for October 31st, 2012. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, on this most spooky of holidays, what are my freaks up to? I ask you,
hey,
caller.
Jim, this is Solid from Warhol.
Hello.
I'm a proud monthly Sideshow member.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Pondering.
For the past couple of months.
Pandering. Pontificating.
You know, I went ahead and did the monthly thing, and I went ahead and ordered myself a poster.
Oh, good for you.
You might have noticed that. Solid Briscoe.
Okay.
I'm kind of a little miffed off that, you know, like a week after I sent away for the poster.
Yeah.
And maybe 3 months after I signed up for the Sideshow, you start giving away free shit.
And well, look, you sign up for a monthly, you get free stickers. How about that? What do you want?
And you know, that kind of chaps my ass, especially since I bought a fucking poster and didn't realize it was going to be so goddamn small. I mean, I love the poster, don't get me wrong.
Unfortunately, the size is clearly listed on the description.
It's going to be so goddamn small. But, you know, you got a bunch of stickers to give away. And I am a devoted Sideshow member, though I'm monthly. You probably won't give me shit.
Oh my god. Okay, I can't play all 6 minutes of this guy's call. Look, there is no deceiving when it comes to these products. Everything is laid out. The dimensions are right there. I'm sorry if you can't, if you don't understand, you know, how to figure out. You would drive me crazy.
Dude, Tim, I was listening to an old show. This lady was talking about invisible R in Washington. No, that's an R. Okay, it's just like an invisible E or silent E is still an E. What you need is a completely different sound, like Zh, as in like Dr. Zhivago. That should be the sound Zh. And
what the hell is this guy talking about? Can someone explain it to me? I think maybe I suggested that I create a new letter for the alphabet or something. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Oh, not this guy again. This is the guy who jerks off to me.
Very perverted. I had to share another orgasm.
Well, dude, I can't hear you. You need to speak up. I'm just fast forwarding here. Just hear him breathing. Listen, I would love to play you jerking off. I really would. But you gotta do it a little bit louder. Get your mouth right on that. Right on that thing.
Hey, Tim. I wonder if you had any thoughts on Violent Acres, the Reddit troll who was known for posting jailbait pics and whose identity was subsequently exposed by Gawker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And as a result, he lost his job and his health insurance and pretty much got his life ruined. It just kind of seems like Gawker is throwing this guy under the bus for doing something that millions of people do every day. Anyway, I just wondered if you had any thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Well, that's not, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it too much. On one hand, this guy's a creep. But the problem is he's doing it anonymously. Look, I'm a creep, and my name's out there. You know, I'm not trying to hide. But I don't know. I mean, if he wasn't doing anything illegal, then I don't think that he should have been fired. You know what I mean? I mean, it is kind of creepy, though, the whole jailbait picture thing. You want to remain anonymous when you're looking at underage girls, you know, panty shots. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel, on one hand, I feel bad for him. You know what I mean? Like, no one should lose their job if they're not doing anything illegal.
I know why the blacks don't mind the period, because they don't mind the semicolon or the comma either, because they can't read. They should be hung from ropes and shot because they're niggers.
Is that it? Okay, thank you. Well, at least he had some content, you know what I mean? Like, he had a little joke before he started saying the N-word over and over.
What's up, Tim? Just wanted to let you know I really enjoyed your story about almost getting your ass kicked by a five-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Black kid. And then your whole theory on why you hate blacks. And then your friend who fucking you met on a messenger board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have him dying, man. What is... Your life is just fucked.
It's a disaster, right? I mean, I always think, like, oh, I've led such a boring, you know, just a normal life. Like, nothing. And then all these things come up that I don't, you know, that I, from my childhood, I realize this is why I'm so fucked up. Oh. It's that weird girl. Zoe. Zoe Deschanel calling in, singing her cotton song. All right, shut up! That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiv.com. Distortiv.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Did you know, God?
Talk to me like you mean it.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I'll see you back to end the week with the Friday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!